Yeah, thank you very much, Professor Bansal, for really clearly outlining the central physiology and pathophysiology of hepatic hypothyroidism. I think this is really a concept which is novel and which we have to keep in mind. So I just simply will kick off with one slide summary and give you some time to recollect your thought. What have we heard in the last 30 minutes or so? I mean, I have to remind us that currently there's no approved treatment for NAFLD or NASH. It's a frequent and prevalent disease with exploding numbers affecting one-third of the population. The total U.S. NASH population is projected to increase by 63%, as we've heard from Professor Schattenberg. NAFLD is linked to other diseases such as diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and dyslipidemia, so it's important to keep the metabolic context in mind in terms of safety and also efficacy, because it's also an important impact on the prognosis of our patients. And in human NAFLD, the liver has relatively low thyroid hormone receptor beta activity described as intrahepatic hypothyroidism. I think this is really a term which you have to keep in mind, and exacerbating this mitochondrial dysfunction lipotoxicity, which is at the center of the pathogenesis of this disease. And liver-targeted treatment with thyroid hormone receptor beta analogs could potentially be beneficial in FLD by reducing intrahepatic lipid content, improving liver enzymes, inflammation, hepatocellular damage, and fibrosis. And current clinical trials, and we'll hear about the top-line data tomorrow in the general session, focus on investigational therapies that are both liver-targeted and thyroid hormone beta receptor cell-active, limiting off-target effects also in terms of cardiac safety. However, I have to remind us there are currently no approved pharmacotherapies for the treatment of NASH,